Blog Talk Radio.
Brothers and sisters, we greet you with Jesus' joy. We are so appreciative for you joining us again. Reverend Willie K. Vann Jr. for another wonderful evening of Blog Talk Radio, another wonderful Wednesday night. We give God the honor and praise. Again, my name is Willie J. Van Jr. I am so thankful that you have decided to come and join us for another night of Blog Talk Radio. We are so grateful for you participating and coming in, listening to us and hearing what God has to say. We give God the honor and praise for everything that he has done and everything that he is going to do. We greet you with Jesus Joy Reconciliation Ministries in partnership with Omega Ministry Group. We thank the Lord for you, and every Wednesday night from 8:30 to 9:30, we are here to share and be God's ambassador. Well, before we go any further, let us always go to the throne of grace and mercy and power. We understand that prayer is one of our most precious and powerful tools that God has given us. How can we have a relationship with him if we don't talk to him and then allow him to talk to us? In any good relationship, you must have good relationship, good communication. So without further ado, won't you agree with me in the spirit in this prayer? We thank you, Lord God. First of all, we give you honor. We give you praise for another wonderful night, another blessed night, another wonderful Wednesday. I thank you, Lord God, for the grace that you extended to me and to my life. I thank you for the grace that you extended to the listeners. I thank you, Lord God, for you look past our faults, our sins, and our shortcomings, and you said to us, live and go and sin no more. So we thank you. We ask, Lord God, that you will continue to bless those who are listening live and those who are listening to the rebroadcast of this message. As always, we thank God for Omega Ministry Group. We thank God for all of those who participate. We thank God for the leaders, of Dr. Jesse Storr and his queen, Sister Tammy Storr. We thank God for all of the other men and women who share, those who are part of Reconciliation Ministries. We thank God for all of them. But most of all, Lord God, we thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you for it resides not in us, not just in us, but it guides us and leads us. We pray now, Lord God, that tonight's lesson, that it will be a help to someone, that it will allow them to look at their life and then be able to go and be better and then do better. Lord God, I'm so grateful. Again, I pray. And I understand that I'm no more than a conduit. I am your servant. I am your ambassador, bringing forth the gospel, the good news. Lord God, I thank you. In everything I say and do, I always give you honor. I give you praise in Jesus' name. I say amen, amen, and amen. Well, again, my brothers and sisters, we are so grateful for you joining us here for another wonderful night of Blog Talk Radio. As always, let's go into tonight's word. Before we go into tonight's word, let me do this. For those who are listening live on the broadcast, we, as always, want to have you be a part and participate. So if you have a question or comment, you can press 1 on your phone. And by pressing 1 on your phone, I will be able to then see that you have a comment or that you have a question. And I'll be able to unmute your mic. For those who are listening to the rebroadcast, I pray that you will send me an email. You can send me an email at jvan91@yahoo.com. Again, jvan91@yahoo.com. J-A-Y, V as in victory, A-N-N, 91@yahoo.com. Again, we will receive your emails, your comments, and we will be able to we will respond to those. Tonight's lesson, as if you have seen or you received a text message, you know, tonight's lesson is called Decisions. We are going to come from a unfamiliar scripture. We'll be coming from Joel, the 3rd chapter, and we'll be reading verse 14 and 15. So the word of the Lord reads, Joel, 3rd chapter, starting at verse 14, multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. Let's read 15. The sun and the moon will be darkened, and the stars no longer shine. So we are reading from Joel. We give God the honor and praise for his word. So let me read this story. This was a word that God has spoken a word God had challenged me on this past Sunday. A man named Jack was walking along a steep cliff one day when he accidentally got too close to the edge and fell. On the way down, he grabbed a branch, which temporarily stopped his fall. He looked down and to his horror saw that the canyon fell straight down for more than 1,000 feet. He couldn't hang on onto the branch forever, and there was no way for him to climb up the steep wall of the cliff. So Jack began yelling for help, hoping that someone passing by would hear him and lower a rope or something. Help, help. Is anyone up there? Help. He yelled for hours, but no one heard him. He was about to give up when he heard a voice. Jack, Jack, can you hear me? Yes, yes, I can hear you. I'm down here. I can see you, Jack. Are you all right? Yes, but who are you? And where are you? I am the Lord, Jack. I'm everywhere. The Lord? You mean God? That's me. God, please help me. I promise if you get me down from here, I'll stop sinning. I'll be a really good person. I'll serve you for the rest of my life. Easy on the promises, Jack. Let's just get you down from there. Then we can talk. Now here, what I want you to do. Listen carefully. I'll do anything, Lord. Just tell me what to do. Okay. Let go of the branch. What? I said, let go of the branch. Just trust me. Let go. There was a long silence. Finally, Jack yelled, help, help. Is anyone else up there? Well, just as in this story, have you ever felt like Jack? We say that we want to know the will of God, but when we find out what it is, we can't handle it. It sounds too scary, too difficult. We decide to look elsewhere. When he says, let go of the things that stand between you and me, trust me with your life. It sounds pretty scary. But when we let go, we find freedom and safety in the hands of God. When we talk about decisions, we have to constantly look at the decisions that we make each and every day. I wrote down also in my notes, we should make decisions that will make our relationship better or our relationships better. Our decision should always encourage us, should always put us in a better position to better our relationship or our relationships. And let me explain what I mean. There are just some things that you don't have control over. You don't have control over who were your parents. You don't have control over who is your family. You don't have control over what color were you born? And those things we have to look at and say, okay, there's nothing that I can do, or I didn't have input in those decisions. But the one decision, and let me just add, there's another decision that you really don't have any say-so in. You didn't have any say-so in what Jesus did on the cross for you. Now, you have input, you have the right, you have the capability of accepting the gift that was given to you. But you don't have anything to do with the gift. The gift was from God, our Father. And because of the fact that he gave us the gift of eternal life, that's already a given. But the decisions that I want to challenge you with tonight is not just where you will spend eternity, but what decisions are you going to make today so that you can live a life that will glorify God and you can have a piece of heaven here on earth? This morning, as we were discussing and talking, and after we prayed on the men's prayer line, we got into a discussion about some of the ills of the world. And I brought up the question, so what solutions are we going to do? What are we going to, how are we going to implement some of these solutions? And some of the brothers came up with some great questions, I mean, great answers. But my brother Quay challenged us and said, when do we live a life that will not just bring us glory or us satisfaction, but when do we bring a life that will help others? Even on yesterday, we were discussing, talking about making a sacrifice, and there was a great debate on the line about how we should respond to police officers when we are pulled over or when we are asked to show our ID. There was some on the line that took the position that we ought to just give up our ID. And I took the position that yes, we should, but we should question why we should show our ID. And we should question, in certain situations, we should question the authority that the police so-called had. Now, yes, there was no right or there was no wrong answer. And we agreed to disagree on how we should respond to some of those issues. But it all determines on what decision you want to make. Again, some of us said, I'm not going to continue to allow entities to rule my life or tell me what to do or try to tell me where I can go and where I can't go. And I'm going to, because I am born in the United States, I am a American citizen, and because I am an American citizen, then I have certain rights. And because of these rights, then those rights allow me to make certain decisions. And we talked about that. And we talked about and the decisions that we make, either being right or wrong. But because of who we are, we have the opportunity to choose. Well, beyond just a physical and a spiritual form, it is the same principle, because we have already received the adoption into the family of God. We've already accepted him as Lord and as Savior. So our eternal resting place is already secured. But as citizens or sons and daughters of God, the Most High, then we have rights and we ought to carry ourselves as such. Now, I know for a long time the church, and when I use the word church, I mean organized, coming together, gathering of people. I know that it has been and probably will always be, there will be some that will be hypocrites, those that preach one way and live another. But ultimately, as we are kids of the King, there's a royalty, there's a walk, there's an attitude that we should have. And that we allow others to see. It's not because of, necessarily because of me, but it's because of what God has done for me. That I'm able to choose this way of lifestyle or this lifestyle. Again, it's all about your decisions. Each and every day, we are burdened by a million and one decisions. What should I put on today? What should I eat? How should I go to work? Which route should I go? What is it that I have to do today? All of those are very valid questions and very valid decisions. But somewhere in all of that, we need to find time to sit and allow God to speak to us and allow God to lead us and guide us so that our decision is that we're going to follow God, that we're going to live by his principles, that we're going to do what God has called us to do. Again, our secure resting places, our resting place has already been secured. But when do we start living a life that proves that we are God's children? You know, you all have heard me say this many times before, that we need to choose faith over fear. And as we read in Joel, Jehoshaphat, King Jehoshaphat, is challenging this third chapter of Joel, verses 14 and 15, multitudes in the valleys of decision. For the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decisions. The sun and moon will be darkened, and the stars no longer shine. There's coming a day, my brothers and sisters, that is no longer going to look good. But we have to already have made decisions that will fortify our relationship with God, that will fortify the fact that we are God's children and we live a certain way, a certain standard, because of the rights that we have been given. And again, these rights were given to us. We didn't do anything to earn them. We didn't buy them. We had no input in that decision. That decision was given, was made by God. But because God breathed breath into us, that same creative power, anointing, and authority that God has, we have. See, we seem to forget that God gave Adam the authority to go out and name everything in the garden. See, he made a decision to call the rabbits, the lions, the elephants, to call the rose, to call a daisy, a daisy. And somewhere in our lives, we have lost that ability, or we have lost that thought that we also have that same authority, and we also have to make those same types of decisions. For some reason, we don't want to acknowledge the fact that we have to do certain things. We don't want to deal with the fact that these decisions that we make each and every day don't just affect us, but it affects everybody around us. So, my first question, as always, How are you going to live? What decisions are you making now? Well, what we're going to do, we're going to play a little bit of this song, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to continue to talk about these decisions. Amen. Amen. We thank God for the song. We say we worship you. We making a decision, a declaration. And that's what we ought to do. We ought to, our decisions ought to lead us to a declaration. A declaration that says that we are going to experience God here on earth. We're not going to just wait until we get to heaven, but we can have the presence of God here and wherever we go, again, because God is a part of us, inside of us, we are his children. So because of that, then wherever we go, we ought to be shining and illuminating and bringing the presence of God there. I've seen people that have made the decision that when they go into certain situations, and I have to be honest, there are times that I've gone out, wasn't nowhere shady or anything, but me and a bunch of preachers, or just some of my good pastor friends have gone out, and we were going just to get away and just to eat and relax. And, you know, we talked about everything but God. And then all of a sudden, the waitress would say, there's something different about you all. There's something different. Or he or she would get to talking about a subject, and then we kind of look at each other, and we would ask them, well, what do you have a relationship with God, or what's your relationship like with God? And then all of a sudden, we get the witness into this person. We have to make a decision. Or in our decision, we need to decide that we're going to serve God no matter what, no matter what comes. We are talking about decisions, and our decisions ought to, the word of God says, faith without works is dead. So our decisions ought to move us to a place of action. One of the things that I always say is that I love to talk, I love to debate, but I like to deal with what's the solution. What is it that we need to do? What is it? We can talk about the plan, but how are we going to execute the plan? How are we going to, we can formulate it, but we got to come up with a execution. We got to find a formula or a strategy to execute the plans and the ideas and the solution. See, and just recently went to a homegoing service for a young lady, 25 years old, were in a fatal car accident. Because she was in this fatal car accident, her daughter, who just graduated from kindergarten, now is no longer has a mom, and the family on Monday, one of the things that the siblings were saying is that, unfortunately, this has caused, we had to experience this to cause reconciliation. And I thought about that. How does death cause reconciliation? And I thought about it. Yeah. That makes total sense. See, Jesus had to die on the cross for us to be reconciled back to the Father. So death, in most things, will bring us back to a place of reconciliation, back to a place of humility. But we ought to not always wait for death to come for us to reconcile. We ought to always be striving in our decisions. Again, our decisions ought to make us, because I wrote it down and I want to say it correctly, because when I wrote it down, it blessed me. And we should make decisions that will make our relationships better. So again, in your decisions that you do daily, what relationships do you need to improve? And then once you find out what relationships, then you can start making decisions to improve those. I read a story today that a young man, his wife said, you know what? There's a woman that's been yearning to go out with you, that's been yearning to have your time. And he was like, well, who is that? And, you know, he was like surprised. And the wife said, your mother. So he said, you know what? You're absolutely correct. So he called his mother up and said, Mom, you know, it's been a while since, you know, you've been out. And it's been a while that we spent some one-on-one time. So I'm coming to pick you up this Friday. We're going to go out and have dinner, and then we're going to go to the movies. And see, his father had passed away some years ago, so she was pretty much, you know, to herself. And she was like, you know, well, what's going on? Is something going on? And he was like, no, I just want to spend some time with you. And so he went, took her, and when he picked her up, he saw her in the window waiting with great anticipation. And they went out, had dinner. She had got all dressed up, and they had such a wonderful conversation and such a wonderful dinner that they missed the movie. But they continued to sit there and just catch up and talk and spend time with each other. Well, as the story goes on, he took her home and, you know, he told his wife what happened, and his wife was pleased. And then the mother called, said, well, I just wanted to make sure that you got home, and just wanted to tell you thank you again for taking me out. It's been a long time, and we ought to do that. And he said, yeah, Mom, we ought to get together real soon. We ought to do this on a regular, consistent basis. And then a week later, his mother passed away suddenly. And as he was going through her house, he found the envelope that it was addressed to him. And it was a gift certificate for the same restaurant they went to the last time. And in the envelope, there was a note and saying, son, I had such a wonderful time with you. And I wanted to treat you to dinner this time. And so she had already made arrangements with the gift certificates and paid for dinner. And that just leads us to the idea and the concept that when we make our decisions each and every day, we have to think about what relationships are we helping or what relationships are we hurting? Are we hurting the relationship with our family members by working long hours, by going out and doing this? And yeah, you might be bringing home money and what have you. But sometimes your children don't want money. They want you. So what decisions are you making to better your relationship? Sometimes you're making decisions that instead of fellowshipping with the saints, you say, I'm going to pick up a part-time job, which is all good, and I understand. But when you forsake the fellowshipping with the saints, when you miss your corporate time with other saints, sometimes you need them to help fortify and to help lift you up. But because you say you needed another job or you needed extra money, you made a decision to pick up a part-time job instead of going fellowshipping with at the church. Again, we need to look at the fact that our relationships or our decisions are to better our relationships with not just family and friends, but even with God. I know it's good to hit that snooze alarm. Oh, God knows. I hit it sometimes 3 or 4 times. But then I make a commitment, and I made a commitment to myself and a decision to myself and to God that I would, as often as possible, connect with my brothers on Omega Ministry men's prayer line. And there are days that I don't make it on the prayer line, and my day seems to be off or out of whack. And then there, we don't just pray. We just don't just sing praise songs. But sometimes just the conversation is just so rich and so wonderful and so great and so insightful that there's no need to pay a therapist. There's no need. I don't feel as good as getting in the extra 30 minutes. I made the decision that I need to be a part of this prayer line. So I challenge you tonight, my brothers and sisters. What decisions are you making in your life? Again, your place in heaven is already secured. God, Jesus already took care of that. He died on the cross. He went to the pits of hell, got the keys of life, and then came back. All that's taken care of. He already said he got a mansion for you. So if you ain't got to worry about that. But what you need to do, or not, I can say that with boldness. What you need to do is make decisions that will better your relationships with other people, with God, and with yourself. We thank you, Lord God, for this word that has gone forth this evening. We are so appreciative that you have decided to bless us. And Lord God, we pray that you will continue to challenge us, that we will spend time with you, that we will make decisions that will elevate us and better us, and not just better us, but better everyone around us, better our territory, our lives, our families, our workplace. So God, allow our decisions to glorify you. We thank you. We give you honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, as always, we try to set aside time for comments and questions. We see that we have a comment We're going to open up. Let me just say, for those who on the line, if you don't, if you want to make a comment, you press 1, and then I will be able to unmute your mic. Last 4, this is probably Dr. Store. 3560, your mic is open.
Well, good evening, my brother. It's always here. Good to hear you on these Wednesday nights, and we thank God for your ministry gifts. It's a beautiful thing to hear the discussion being about decisions, because we make so many each and every day, and sometimes we may fail to realize just how important decisions are. So we thank God for the subject matter, and you made some very excellent points. And I just want to encourage all of our listening audience to give concept and to give perspective to that quality decision-making process. Because the decisions we make sometimes in a twinkling of an eye have tremendous impact on all we do. And, you know, decisions are just, man, they're so vitally important, because we make decisions about everything that we do. And the decision we made to become submissive to the will of God and to the Spirit of God is probably one of the most powerful decisions we can make. I had a chance today to listen to a brother from another mother speak about the value of decisions and the value of belief. And when you combine those two together, that you make a decision in something because you believe it. Now, he used the word because they were religious, that these people were able to see change in their lives. But I think that it was because they had a belief and a faith in God, and that although they were going through some very difficult times, that belief and faith in God caused them to make consistent decisions over the course of their lives that allowed them to separate themselves from their environment. And although the environment was difficult, and although the situations that they were going through were difficult, unlike others around them, they were able to persevere because of that quality decision to say, I'm going to trust in God. So when I saw the subject tonight of decision, I was like, well, let me see how this is going to go. And I thank God again for that subject decision and how you put it together. And just want to encourage all of us as we make decisions, you know, hold on to those decisions, believe in those decisions, because the worst thing you can do is make a decision to do something, especially when your heart is pure and you're pursuing righteousness, and then you go through the process of doubting whether you made the right decision or not. So I encourage all of us, reject the concept of fear and doubt and believe whatever you decide. Share that in love in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. We praise God for you, Dr. Store, as always, man. We are so, so appreciative for your calling in and always sharing a great word. Love you, man. Love you and your family. And you can hear Jesse Store, Reverend Dr. Jesse Store, and his wife every Monday night talking about oneness, teaching us who are single how to be ready, how to get ready for marriage, and for those who are married, how to stay married. I have 2 more people that will make a comment. I'm first going to go to 0554. Your mic is open.
Good evening, my brother. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What's going on, man? I left Jesse. I sent me a text and told him that he was on. I was in the middle of eating some free salmon and some donuts and some, you know, drinking some ginger ale. But I said, you know what? I'm a dial in. I told Jesse, I said, I can't hear, but I said, I'm a dial in anyway. And I dialed in and I said, you know what? I'm going on back, you know, because I'm out here at this conference, at this technology conference down in Miami.
Oh, yeah.
I said, well, I'm going on back to the room anyway, and as I was walking, man, you were talking some very powerful stuff, and you saw you when I heard you talking about the death, you know, the funeral that you've been to, and then you, like Brother Stoll said, you started talking about decisions, and I was like, you know, death is the ultimate price to make the living realize that all is vanity. And once you realize, and I'm glad that I realized it early enough. I ain't going to say too early, but early enough that all is vanity. Then I started making decisions based off of knowing that all is vanity that brought me closer to God, one, and brought me closer to my family and the people that care the most about me. Because I know just like, you know, me and Brother Jesse have been coaching these young ladies about 8 years now. And I know for me, in my life, I made a decision to not advance in my job, not get the take on those extra responsibilities like you were talking about with jobs, because I could have made a whole lot more money than what I am right now. But I said, you know what? I'm not going to get the joy that I get with being able to be home with my family and being able to work with these young ladies and knowing that in 20, 30 years, they're going to reflect back and say, you know, Coach Lean was an all right guy. You know, they may not, because I'd be hard on them and stuff, they may not realize it right now, but about 20, 30 years, they may go to Walmart for me and bring me back a little, you know, a T-shirt or something, you know. But that's the sacrifice that I made, and I made it based off of what you said, those decisions, knowing that it's better for me to spend those time with the people that I can impress and spend it with my family, you know, and forget about the money. I stopped. Everybody, I look on Twitter, and everybody talking about chasing this. I don't chase nothing no more. I don't chase nothing. Whatever God got for me, I'm going to get it because I'm going to put in the work. I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do, and I'm going to try to be in the right places and try to do the right thing so I don't have to chase it. So he's going to lay it out for me because I'm trying to make the right decision. I'm not there yet now. I'm not going to sit on this line and say that I'm all the way there, but I'm striving. And when you're striving, you may fall 100 times, but if you get back up and you brush yourself off and say, let me try this again. Let me try this walk again. You know, so I just wanted to encourage everybody because this was a great message, man. It, you know, all is vanity. Realize what's more important to you and then focus in on that, and everything around you begin to revolve like it's supposed to revolve. So I thank you, brother, and it was a good message.
Amen, man. Bless you, Quay, man. Another brother, man, that's my man. I love him to death. I love him to life. And afterlife, blessed man. Trying to get him to get back on Saturdays to share that word, because a brother who has experienced a lot and shares a lot and has a wealth of knowledge and understanding, and love him and his family. The last caller. I guess you. Don't have anything. I can unmute your mic. Yeah, here you go. I'm going to unmute your mic. Last 48516.
Well, good evening, Reverend Willie J. Vance. This is the better half of Mr. Stoll. And look here.
I am blessed. Hold on. Let me just say how blessed I am to get Tammy Stoll to call into my blog show. I'm a dance a jig after I get off. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead. That's my big sister right there, y'all. Tammy, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's all right, but I have to get on Brother Quay first. He didn't know I was on listening.
Uh-oh.
But I heard him talk about them donuts. And he knows I'm going to get on him about them donuts. So when y'all talk to him tomorrow morning, you let him know that I heard that. About them donuts. He did good when he said the salmon and the other stuff, but then when he threw in donuts, I'm going to let him know about it when I see him. But no, everyone is so on point. You have touched a topic tonight that is a topic that is overdue to discuss. We all have to make better choices. The decisions we make today will directly affect our tomorrow. And just because we make a bad decision today doesn't mean it's the end of the world. We have to then get back on track. We have to understand and know who is the individual or what source and force that is what we should be leaning towards to help us make those right decisions. So when I think about it, And I think about Psalms 119, 105, where it talks about the word is the lamp to guide us and it's the light into our path, that scripture. I mean, we really truly have to understand through the word of God where we're supposed to go, what we're supposed to do. You know, I've done many, many professional jobs, and each time I go into those jobs, I always say to everybody I come in contact with, this thing is bigger than me. This is God guiding and directing my path. This is a decision that I didn't make, but it's the decision that God has dropped in my seat, in my lap, for me to go and be a blessing. And then along the way, because we're human, we're not perfect, there are going to be times every now and then, Reverend Willie J., that we may make a mistake. There may be some decisions that we might have to go to our loved one. We might have to go to our friends. We might have to go to a coworker, and we may have to ask them to forgive us. And see, one of the things we got to understand, we cannot expect so much more out of someone else that we can't give ourselves. And one of the things that we have to give as a gift is to be able to receive when someone asks us to forgive them.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to be quick to go back and say, would you please forgive me? Because there are things that we do in life that do challenge us on, did we make the right decision or not? And so when we think about it, and when we think about what we really should do, when we should not conform to this world or to the standards of this world, but we got to let God transform us inwardly. We got to allow him to do the necessary changes in order for us to know what we need to do to help make those changes and to make the best choices possible. And so I'm so grateful and I'm so thankful, but there's so often when we think, we put so much thought into sometimes bad decisions that it prevents us from going forward and being successful and doing the things we need to do.
Mm-hmm.
The past is behind us. It's what we call history now. We can't change that. But what we can do now is thank God for that gift that's the present and be able to work on the things that we know we need to change and the choices we need to kind of redirect so that when we move forward to the future that we know is not promised, but, you know, we anticipate through the grace of God that we position ourselves and do the things that we need to do to make sure we're the best individual on this side of heaven that we can be to everyone that we come in contact with. And God forbid that we hold grudges. God forbid that we don't do the necessary things that we need to do as individuals toward our loved ones to let them know how special they are, how much we love them, how much we need them. And so sometimes we got to realize that if somebody has wronged you, it's not the end of the world. Forgive them anyway, because like the word says, for they know not what they've done half the time. Not everybody loves God like we do. How are we going to say that we love the Lord, we love God, but then we got all and we don't love our brother or sister that we have never seen? And so we got to really position ourselves in the right way so that we don't have a situation where someone has died and gone on home to be with the Lord at a very young age that we never would have ever thought or believed that that was going to happen. And you had an aunt with them and you didn't bring peace with that situation, with that relationship. And so, unfortunately, then people have to live with that for the rest of their life, because if they didn't know how to do it then, unless they get the necessary help, they may not know how to do what to do to get beyond now what has just happened that has brought devastation to their life. So I'm just so grateful. I'm so thankful for this word tonight. I pray that God allows us to all understand and know that we make, you know, we have the opportunity to make our plans, but God directs our actions. And that's the thing we got to understand. In order to make the best choices, we have to give up and let God be the one to do what he has to do to direct everything, every move we make, and we got to understand how to do it, and that's by hearing that soft, sweet voice that he has provided for us to hear. God bless you, Reverend Willie J. Lovely, awesome, powerful subject tonight. Thank God for me having the opportunity to jump on and join you. In Jesus' name,
all right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Again, we are so appreciative for the Store family. This is a family who I've met, wow, it's, I don't even know, it's been 10 years, maybe a little bit more, who, when I met them, opened up their home to me like they had known me all of my life. And I am so grateful
for their hospitality, but for their love, unwavering and unchanged love that they have for me and Brother Quaid and for all those who have called. And they were the ones who challenged me, including Mother Store, who challenged me to, I was afraid, y'all, I ain't gonna lie. It was not, this was not my decision, but Mother Store challenged me. I am always and forever will be grateful and have gratitude towards what she has spoken to my life and what the Store family. So again, every Monday night, you can hear that dynamic duo from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. They speak about oneness. They are, I tease Jesse all the time. I say, you may not think I'm listening, but I'm listening. Normally on Monday nights, I'm bowling, but I'm out for the summer. And even while I'm bowling, I'm still listening. And I go back sometimes and hear, and because what they share is so vitally important towards the family. So every Monday night from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock, you can hear, you can call the same number. You can hear Jesse and Tammy Store. Then at 9 o'clock, Minister Leah Killings always has a blessed word to share. On Wednesday nights, it's yours truly. On Thursday from 8 to 9, Bishop George Flint, always out of the Atlanta area, has a blessed word. And then on Saturday from 1 to 2, Minister Amos Joseph Collins shares the word every Saturday. So let me challenge you. Maybe God has spoken to you, and it's time for you to make the decision to be his ambassador, to be his spokesperson. If God has laid a word on your heart to share, please contact me, and I will get you in contact with Dr. Store, and we might be able to get you on so you can have your own blog show. We thank God for what they, just the ability to share. They've been doing this for over 20-something years, and I just thank God for allowing them to allow me to be a part. So, again, I thank God for all of you all who have called in, all those who are listening to the rebroadcast. As always, I have a song that I'm going to share, probably end up playing two songs tonight. As always, I am so grateful, so thankful for you and you. Let me see. Yeah, this is the song I want to play. Be wise in your decision, because you're going to make a decision one way or the other. So be wise in it. As always, peace and love. Reverend Willie J. Van Jr. I'll holler at you next Wednesday. Be intentional with your decision.
I know that all things are working for my good, yeah, she's intentional, never failing, all things are working
for my good,
she's intentional, hey, and it's never failing.
Intentional.
Never failing.
Never failing.
All
give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can.
Come on, let him know.
I give myself. Give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
What would happen if a generation embraced this? Come on, tell them.
Here I am. Here I am.